You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Western Michigan University's East Hall will be renovated and become an alumni center. But plans announced yesterday call for other buildings on Western's East Campus to be demolished. That will allow for campus green space and for parking for that new alumni center. Bob Miller is Western's Associate Vice President for Community Outreach, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
Let's explain, first of all, for our audience, kind of the thinking behind the decision to focus the preservation efforts on East Hall.
Well, of course, East Hall is the birthplace of the university. It was the first building erected on Prospect Hill. It was the original administration center. So it is often referred to as the iconic building on East Campus. This is the building, of course, with the cupola and the columns overlooking downtown Kalamazoo. So that really is the focal point of the buildings on East Campus.
How come the other buildings couldn't have been preserved, renovated in some way?
Cost? Well, it certainly gets down to resources and funding. The university recommendations were made to the university well over a decade ago when the master planning process was taking place relative to the buildings on East Campus. The phrase that was used was, save something or there will be nothing left to save. And the president made the decision with the support of the trustees that we would step forward and save East Hall. We do not have the resources for a variety of reasons to save all of the buildings. We could not feel that we could refurbish East Hall to its former splendor and yet have it surrounded by boarded up, closed buildings. At the same time, there is a need for green space around a renovated East Hall as well as some parking. When those buildings were built, certainly East Hall well over 100 years ago, parking was not an issue. People traveled by horse and buggy.
Last year, there were plans announced for a development that included a boutique hotel, commercial office space, apartments. How come those plans did not come to pass?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The university had been working with KDC Development Company. This is a firm that responded to a request for proposals from the university to develop a strategy whereby the private sector could take advantage of economic development tools available in the state at that time to come forward with some type of a project. It was announced that a boutique hotel might be a concept as well as some housing. The tools that KDC had hoped to be able to take advantage of no longer exist. The state, through the governor and the legislature, has adjusted their economic development strategy to remove certain tax credits relative to brownfield redevelopment and historical tax credits, replaced those with a loan program, a community redevelopment loan program that would be potentially available to the private sector. But that really changed the financial model that KDC had hoped to be able to take advantage of. And they reached the decision collaboratively with the university that it was just no longer financially feasible for a private sector partner to make a deal work with those buildings.
So what will the Alumni Center be used for?
Well, the programming for an alumni center has not yet begun. We will certainly invite input from the faculty and students and our alums as to what it should be. But Western does not have an alumni center currently. We have certainly an alumni office, but we hope it's a place where alumni can return to campus and celebrate the history of our university, and also an opportunity for our incoming students and their families to be a part of that experience, see East Hall, and get an understanding for the heritage of this great university. And that's something that doesn't happen right now.
Will all of East Hall be preserved and renovated?
That decision has not yet been made, Gordon. We are certainly going to preserve and renovate the core. As to other areas that were added on to East Hall, we're going to take a look at what we can do relative to financing, quite frankly. The university has made the decision that it will invest $15 million, but there's going to be opportunities for philanthropic participation and donors, and we'll see what resources are made available to us.
So, in other words, private donations are going to dictate somewhat the scope of this renovation for East Hall?
Absolutely. And we think that that's an exciting opportunity now that a decision has been made as to what East Hall will be. We are hopeful that there will be some support for that.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. Can you give us an idea if there is yet a timetable for the East Hall renovation as well as the demolition of the other buildings?
Well, yes. Quickly, as you know, East Hall houses the archives. They will be transitioned to the new Zhang Legacy Collection Center that is currently being built off of Oakland Drive. That will be completed sometime late next summer. So nothing will occur until all of those archival materials are carefully transported to their new home.
Bob Miller, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bob Miller is Western Michigan University's Associate Vice President for Community Outreach. You can find links with more information about Western's plans for East Campus at WMUK.org.